know what's coming. Sweet you.
Oh, that's the good stuff.
Sweet, sweet you, sweet you. Let me find the note. Sweet, sweet, sweet. What's fucking peeping and poping, dog?
You know what's going on.
Highbrow or half hour. All new exciting episode. Hang on a second.
Whoa.
Gotta pick something off the floor. Not food. It's just a piece of paper.
Solid.
Peeping and poping. I think I'm gonna start saying that from now on.
All right. I'm gonna ask you, please don't.
Speaking of popes.
Yes.
Why did they exhume the pope? What's that all about? You heard about that?
No.
They just exhumed the fucking PJ Deuce, man. PJ Hova.
Probably to see what, you know.
He's been dead for like 5 years.
Yeah, but
like
they're
that.
Probably testing for midichlorians or something.
Midichlorians.
Because he's always doing the miracles or whatever.
That's fucking Star Wars,
trying to
dude.
Figure out what's going on. Yeah,
he's
but
a Jedi?
Probably.
Is that all saints or are they actually Jedis?
If they're performing miracles, I got to assume they are.
Yeah, that's cool.
Because if I just choked you right now, you'd be like, it's a miracle.
Well, only if you put your fingers up.
Yeah.
Darth Vader style.
Darth Vader style.
So, yeah. I'm going to say peeping and poping.
Okay. What's that second part mean?
None of it means anything. What's up? It just means what's up. What's peeping? What's poping? My dude. You know?
Listen. Yeah. You've already cornered the market with your catchphrase of these. With your swee you.
I got so many. I know. I got cats saying swee you. They're like, swee you. And I just made that shit up.
Yep. So, come on.
And I know some cats that like it. So I heard some people were posting it on the book.
Oh. Yeah, dude.
As their post of the day.
Gene Okenfeld was all over that.
That fucking sly dog. He knows what's fucking happening.
Spreading that thing around Jersey as we speak.
Jersey. See, you know, he lives in Jersey, right?
Yeah, well, it's outside of Jersey.
Whatever. He doesn't live here.
No.
Does he have any friends down there or what?
Like two.
So why doesn't he fucking turn him on to the brow?
I don't know.
Get the Brower patch, get the Jersey patch.
Yeah, the Jersey Brower patch. I'm into the Jersey chapter.
That's what we need.
Yeah.
We need a patch in Jersey.
We need an old school fan club where we send out like patches and stickers and, yeah, you know, the newsletter.
I agree. They call those street teams now.
Oh, it's lame.
Yeah. Street team's job is to publicize for free. Well, they get stickers and shit.
Yeah.
But publicize the bands and whatnot. And in our case, it would be this awesome brow.
Okay.
I got to breathe.
Don't forget to breathe,
I'm
man.
Out of breath.
I know.
I was excited about the new show.
Who isn't excited?
I don't know. I heard that we got a fan of ours. Actually,
yes.
He's not a fan. He's kind of a friend of ours. I don't know if he's ever even listened. But he kept the doodle bug.
The doodle.
Doodle Tomadino.
Oh, man. Tomadino.
He wanted to be on the show, and he kept bothering us.
Begging.
Fucking begging. He's like, man, let me get that third chair. And we're like, man, you can get the third chair if you do the effects, man. Like this. Oh, I didn't even know what any of those were. I just fucking popped them. See, because I can't look at them and talk to you at the same time.
No, it's more difficult than you think.
So we need an effects cat, and the doodle said he would do it. But I know the doodle doesn't know the difference between a WAV file and an MP3. He might say he does, but he doesn't.
No. He'd probably sound convincing for a minute, like come up with some stuff off top of his head.
It would be off top of his head.
Yeah.
Y'all.
Y'alls.
Y'alls.
And it wouldn't be good. So,
no.
But where is he right now?
I don't know. I think he's sealing driveways instead of working on the Brower where he should be.
Yeah.
I'm going to just call it the Brower.
I like it.
I'm going to start saying that I'm going to start doing things. As you've noticed, I do that.
I'm always telling you, man, just don't say it. Do it.
Just do it?
Yeah, just do it.
Can we get sued?
Probably.
By Nike.
But the sentiment is the same. If you want to call it the Brower, call it the Brower.
I will. I like the Brower.
But let us not
that
forget.
That gives a cachet.
What?
Like it's like it's established.
Like that cache.
Yeah, that cache. Yeah. That cache.
Anyway, what do you want to do? What do you want to do today?
Can
we hang out.
Let's peep the. We got the mailbag going on.
Yeah, we got one last mailbag.
Let's peep a mail.
I mean, we got overflowing mailbag, but this is my favorite. This is my favorite one.
Your favorite one.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it.
Well, see, we're still sorting through your emails at Highbrower. At what, yahoo.com? At yahoo.com.
And you can visit us at highbrower.wordpress.net.
Absolutely.
Oh, just keeping you on your toes. It's
.com.
We keep it classy.
Yeah, keep it classy in your chassis. And we have another irrational fear from one of our famous fantastic listeners.
Which one is this?
Henry Rollins.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
He wrote in.
Oh, yeah? Well, he's got an irrational fear.
It seems that way.
All right.
He says, I'm going to read it verbatim.
Okay.
Do you know what that means?
Yes, it means word exactly. For word.
Yeah.
Yes, I know.
I
know exactly what it means.
Do you know what abridged means?
Abridged means shortened.
Okay. All right.
I'm no fucking slouch.
I just thought you
I'm
were.
I'm no slouch, my fucking pint-sized friend. Okay?
Okay.
He's not pint-sized.
My name's Tiny. All right, here we go. No subject. Hello, dudes. I am writing in with an irrational fear.
What up, dog?
Yeah. As it turns out, I'm afraid that I may one day wake up with a wife and several children,
mm-hmm.
only to realize that I'm gay.
Yeah, I know how that is.
He goes on to say, I have no history of homosexuality, nor do I feel the desire to be involved in it.
I bet he touched a sword. Sword fought a couple
San Francisco
times.
Sword fight?
San Francisco yeah. Sword fight. For all of you who might be confused about the sword fight, that is when penises touch and you fight with your
yes.
with your weenies.
Yep, like they're,
not
like they're swords.
Not when you're crossing streams with your whiz, because let's face it, who wants to fucking piss on somebody else's leg? I mean, that's not good.
No. Anyway, this guy says, okay, so he has no desire to be involved in it, but he feels the new fad is to be gay, coupled with the hatred of the old guard is doing a number on the old peanut. Whatever that means.
What the fuck?
Can you help me? Can we help this guy?
I might have to decipher that last sentence. Read it again.
I feel the new fad to be gay, yeah. comma, coupled with the hatred of the old guard.
Who's the old guard?
I don't know.
Being straight?
Is doing a number on the old peanut.
His old brain, the bean noggin.
Oh, the bean noggin. I thought,
he
meant the pee ball.
So, hey, read it one more time for me.
All right.
Last part.
Yeah, I have no history of homosexuality, nor do I feel the desire to be involved in it, but I feel the new fad to be gay, coupled with the hatred of the old guard, is doing a number on the old peanut.
I got you.
Can you help me?
He's saying he feels that the pressure of everybody wanting him to be gay, plus the pushing out of being straight, is fucking up his bean.
Okay.
And I say, suck a dick.
Try it out. Once.
Yeah. At least if you try it out once. All right. Have you ever jerked a guy off, Tom?
No.
Yeah, me neither. But, okay, if I tried it and liked it, I'd be gay. I put penises in my mouth, in my buns.
Yeah.
You know, the whole gay thing.
That's usually where they go.
Hold a man's hands and, you know, kiss his neck and stuff.
Yeah.
Suck his nipples.
Scruff.
You know.
Yeah.
Rub his chest hairs.
Wow.
Got really gay in here.
Open a window. Crack a window.
Crack the straight window. See what just happened to us?
A moment?
Exactly. No, not a moment. No, we didn't share a moment.
Oh, I was sharing a moment.
Well, keep that to yourself.
All right.
What happened is exactly what this emailer, Henry Rollins, was talking about.
Fuck with the old peanut.
It was fucking with the bean.
Yeah.
And we almost got gay because it's so cool to be gay nowadays. That was dangerous.
Yeah.
Let's stay away from. Let's get off that topic.
All right. Well, I'm gonna put the bucket of popcorn away because our hands might touch. So
I cut a hole in the bottom.
Dang. I love doing that with pizza boxes.
Yeah.
My wife always falls for it.
There's a website. I never saw it, but I heard about it. And it's all like pizza porn, where like the pizza guy comes over, he's got this dick and this big monster. His big monster Schwanzola in the fucking the sausage in the old box there. He's like, hey, you want some sausage? And you're like, God, porn is stupid.
Oh man,
I can't handle.
Oh,
porn.
So anyway, the doodle is out.
The doodle is out
because he can't even make it here.
You fucking cumquat, you.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Yeah,
it's like a dirty word.
I know,
but perfectly acceptable.
Because it's cum, like ejaculate.
Okay, there's the dirty
word.
And
then quat sounds like twat.
I didn't think about it that way.
So it's cumquat, but it's nice and it's a fruit. And
well,
Tom, you look relaxed, dude. Did you just get sucked off or something?
Nah.
You're looking pretty relaxed over there.
Yeah, I am.
You look like you just got a jerk under the table.
No, there's nobody here to do that.
There's a couple people.
We got a couple peoples?
No, it's just us.
Yeah, it's just us, dude. Listen.
Pecky again.
I had no part in that. But if I did, I'm okay with it, you know?
No, that's cool. All right.
Because they're our friends, too.
Yeah, no, I got nothing against the homos.
You might think we do. See, here's the thing.
Wait, hang on.
No, I gotta get on my soapbox. Okay, look, I'm gonna get up on my soapbox. I'm gonna explain it to all those people out there who's gonna be all offended.
Okay.
Because this is like the 30th time we've mentioned gay people.
I'll talk about the gays, man. The fact is, it's funny.
No, exactly. The fact of the matter is, no matter how much you call for equal rights, or your marriages, or it's, you know, same shopping malls and, you know, same, you know,
I don't think they had a problem with the shopping malls.
Same fountains or whatever.
None of that either. That was black people.
Whatever. I'm just
that was a long time
shush.
Ago.
The fact of the matter is, a dude hooking up with a dude is always going to be hilarious to straight guys.
Yeah, because while the other dude is getting pounded in his anal cavity,
yes,
the other guy's fucking wanger and berries is flopping around.
Right.
Or, God forbid, it's hard.
Oh, God. What is going on?
And he's getting the reach around.
Oh,
man.
It's hilarious to straight guys.
That's just funny.
So there's no hate. We don't discriminate. But we do laugh.
Of course, you gotta laugh.
So you gotta laugh.
You gotta laugh at all
we
this
laugh
stuff.
We laugh
at
all sorts of things.
Shit is funny, man.
Whatever. You ready for it, dude?
What do you got?
Are you prepared?
Depends on what you got.
It's called a BG special here.
Yeah, what is it?
Well, I like to call it, starting today, it's the Highbrow Tower Power. Too sweet to be sour. Funky like a monkey. Ooh, yeah! It's also called the Lightning Round.
Another one?
Well, it's a modified lightning round. This time, five things.
Yeah.
Instead of questions,
yeah.
We're doing five impressions.
Oh, nice.
I'm hitting you with this. You have not seen this list.
One of them isn't like Margaret Thatcher or somebody like that.
No.
Okay.
No.
What are they, all actors?
One, two, three, four. Yeah, they're all entertainers or actors.
That's
today.
Cool.
Today.
Okay, I can
so
dig
it's
it.
The Tower of Power. Hi, Brian.
Should I get some fucking tunes going?
You better
this
hit
one?
Some tunes.
All right, give me 1 second. Here, let's see if we've got one going. Yeah.
I'm going to go change into a silk shirt right now. I'm feeling smooth.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to sing. Singing this song I wrote.
Uh-huh.
Singing this song I wrote.
One more time.
Singing this song I wrote it for you. All right, let's do this.
All right.
Let me get let me
what?
Stop this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Just some intro music.
You were just proud of that music.
I don't know.
It's a Highbrow Tower Power Lightning Round.
Yeah, Tower Power Lightning Round.
All right, here we go.
Round.
Number one.
Never sour.
Hit me with this.
Okay, hang on. Let me get loosen up in the old
I
face.
I just gave you like 3 minutes to loosen up. What are you doing?
I'm loosening my bean, my face.
That's fair.
Okay, and I don't want you to look at me either.
I can't look at you.
All right, look at me.
I'm going to look deep in your eyes. Okay. Number one, Gilbert Gottfried, go.
Oi, it's Gilbert it's Gilbert Gottfried here, and I'm a Jew, and I am funny. Oh, God, and I... Oh, next one.
All right,
oh, God.
John Wayne.
Wait, let me start over again. I can do this one.
Right.
Okay. John Wayne. Wow, there, Pilgrim. I got a couple six shooters for ya. All right, next one.
I got goosebumps. All right, Howard Cosell.
Oh, God. I can do Rich Little doing Howard Cosell.
Perfect.
Hang on. Let me think about it. Rich Little doing Howard Cosell.
You can always say pass.
All right. Yeah, pass. I'll come back to that one.
All right. This is a BG choice. You can either do Lucy Ricardo or Mary Tyler Moore.
Mary Tyler Moore? She doesn't have a who can do Mary Tyler Moore?
The classic...
There's nothing...
Yeah, dude,
special
no,
about
you're
Mary
supposed
Tyler
to,
Moore.
No, I was trying to get you to be like, oh, Rob! You know that one?
Who's Rob?
Did you ever watch the Dick Van Dyke Show, dude?
No, I hated that
what?
Show. What? It was the worst.
Top number one ass in TV history.
No, see, there's no denying that.
Mary Tyler Moore on the Dick Van Dyke Show.
I'll give you that. But there's nothing special about her...
Yes, she did. She had that high wine. Okay. And Lucy Ricardo.
Lucy Ricardo. I thought it was Lucille Ball.
Well, that's her real name, but you're doing her from...
Ricky! Oh, God. Oh, fuck.
Okay.
Oh,
that was
fuck.
Okay, Christopher Walken. You got something for me?
Oh, Christopher Walken. I could do Jay Moore doing Christopher Walken from The Simpsons. Scooch a little closer, children. Scooch. What did I tell you about the scooching?
All right.
Finn. Ta-da.
Can we get a Howard Cosell or what?
This... Oh, fuck. I hate it.
What? This is... This, no,
that's getting weird. Hang on.
You're gonna close out the show with Howard Cosell, but
okay.
That. All right, let me ask you a quick question though, since that didn't go quite where it
went right.
It went pretty good.
Those were my fucking best impressions, dude.
I loved it.
I think I am an impression master.
Yeah.
And nobody knew that those people, even though Lucy's dead, they're like, oh, I thought Lucy came back from the grave and was on their show for a second.
I don't think so, Tim. Anyway.
Pulling right. Al Borland on me.
Al Borland, love him. Okay, speaking of Al Borland.
You got a segue from Al Borland?
In a way. Okay. Has to do with flannel.
Oh, does
say
it?
Say you get home from a night of debauchery with your boys, right?
Yeah.
You come home to, like, your chick or whatever, whoever she is.
Yeah.
And she's like, listen, I don't know what you've been doing tonight. I want you to drop your boxers and let me smell your D.
Fucking wang dang doodle?
Yeah, because she thought you were probably messing around with her.
Sticking your peep in the Jeep.
What would you do if she asked you to
I would
drop
say get
body?
Fucked.
Okay.
Was she my wife?
No.
My, like, how long we been together?
Six,
I'll never live with another girl again. But
6 months, at least?
6 months? I'd kick her out of the fucking house and go back to that
the
bitch
boot.
I was banging before.
The boot.
Be like, get to creeping my Jeepin'.
The boot.
Eat your own fucking dookie. That's what I'd say. I'm not down with that.
Yeah.
Can't be smelling my wiener unless you're going to fucking, you know, wrap them lips.
Yep.
We got gratuitous.
This is getting pretty gratuitous today, and I'm not ashamed.
Racy. It's uncouth. We're uncouth, dude.
I'm not ashamed. Anyway.
Me neither.
All right. So
what would you do?
What?
That ever happened to you?
No, it hasn't happened yet.
Does your wife ever tell you to fucking drop them drawers?
Not yet.
Say, let me smell the peeps and the fucking bejangles.
No, not yet. I don't know. I'm married, though, so it's a little different.
I think it's less different
so
than you might think.
I probably have to comply.
No, you wouldn't.
Skin sample.
Skin sample?
DNA, yeah. DNA swab. Whatever works.
I got you.
She's a big CSI freak.
Is she?
Yeah.
She got the kit?
Law and Order SVU. Yeah. The kit.
Nice.
Is your man cheating kit.
Nice.
Dude, we could sell those and make so much more. Even if it was fake.
Could we?
People would buy anything.
The highbrow is your man cheating kit?
Ron Popeil, highbrower.
We don't want him involved.
Why not?
Because he'll take. He's got the name. He'll take all the fucking profits.
But he sells.
Does he sell anymore,
you have no
though?
Idea how
I don't
much
think
I've,
he sells
I've
anymore.
Bought so much Listen.
What do you got? The Ron Popeil potato
the
peeler?
The potato maker, the jerky maker, the everything. What else do you make?
The everything.
The Propeil water.
Did he make like a shoe buffer or something?
Shoe buffers. Oh, man.
Maybe he already did make a fucking kit for seeing if your husband cheated on you.
Look it up. YouTube it.
Yeah. If you got any info about that motherfucker,
anyway,
send it along.
Send it along. VG, I got something for you, man.
What do you got, my dog?
Well, I was just searching our Twitter account, and I really don't know how to use it yet.
Me neither.
And, I checked out the at mentions. And it looks like way back on April 9th, this dude, Rick10K, wrote back to us or mentioned us and said he's apparently part of a band. We asked for people local.
Don't name the band yet.
I won't.
We gotta listen to them first.
Okay, we
see if they rule the school or drool like fools.
I wish you could see his face when he just said that. He was so proud of that. He looked at me like, what?
You know that shit is tight.
So we asked for like local bands in the Rochester, New York area where we're based in the Udio, or anything, entertainers, if they wanted to get interviewed on our show. And I totally missed this, so it's my fault. But back on April 9th, he wrote that, insert his band name here, could use another interview. It's been a while.
Yeah.
And then I promptly ignored him since I didn't see it.
Right. Well, that's understandable.
But I checked out his site.
Yeah.
I got it queued up.
Yeah.
Thought maybe we could take a little...
all right. Fucking pop the play and we'll see what's doing.
Peep the neeps.
Yeah, the neeps.
There's a song called Calamity.
All right. Let's hear it.
Let's check it out. Tell me when to stop.
I'll tell you when to stop. Uh-huh. Yeah, nice bass. That is a really nasty bass sound, though. It's fucking quality. What? This needs some rapping over it. Yeah. Oh shit. Rapping and creeping and rapping on your face, motherfucker. I'ma kick you in the fucking face. Woo. Oh yeah. I'm cool. I'm too.
Woo.
All right. I want to hear some vocals.
Oh.
I like this. I like it a lot. Turn it up a little bit. Alright, cut that shit.
Got it.
Dude, I was into that. What's the name of the group?
The band is called 10,000 Pounds.
10,000 Pounds.
Which makes sense that his name is,
10K, something 10K.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They, from their bio here, it says, we're here, and we're ready to change the face of metal as you know it.
So they're not queer.
Yes, we have a soulful singer over metal. Dig it or ditch it,
no,
dog.
It's love it or lump it.
It says dig it or ditch
you
it.
You fucking rubbernecks.
Dog.
Love it or lump it.
And they're 10,000 pounds. They love what they do.
They sound pretty tasty to me.
And they love what you do. So,
they love what I do?
Well, they love you too.
They love me too?
Yeah.
They love you?
I hope so.
Yeah? Would
it's
they kiss you?
It's good to feel love.
Would they smooch you?
Maybe once.
When they go...
If I friend them, I guess.
Should we fucking... are they following us on the tweet bag?
I'm not sure. They must have been, because...
But they're not anymore. Maybe they thought we dogged them, so they're like, let's not follow these anuses.
Yeah, so... No, they're out there. I think we'll get in touch with those guys maybe.
Cool.
Someday.
So what's the something 10K? What is it again?
Yeah, it's 10,000 pounds. Check them out.
Check them out. They're pretty red. Rochester local scene.
Batavia, based out of.
Oh, Batavia.
Which is pretty close.
Yeah, I suppose.
You got a problem with Batavia?
If you like gambling.
Yeah. Or Long John Silver's.
That's the closest Long John Silver.
Absolutely.
Have you ever been to a Long John Silver?
It's a Long John Silver. KFC combo.
Are they both owned by the same place?
Must be, because they're like, you walk in, you can either get a number 4 or a number like 7, and one's chicken and one's fish.
Weird.
Yeah.
That's freaking me out, man. I never been to a Long John Silver. Is their food good? Like, I can't imagine fast food fish being...
Well, that's what you're getting.
Quality.
You're getting fast food fish.
Oh, yeah. So, but in the commercials, I know commercials are full of shit, but in those commercials, that fucking shit is golden and brown and crispy looking. Makes me want to fucking eat it.
Yeah. So, Batavia, home of the local Long John Silver and 10,000 pounds.
Well, maybe 10,000 pounds will play at Long John Silver.
I'd go
and
ahead.
I can go and check them both out at the same time.
We can only wonder. Speaking of Long John Silver,
yeah,
you got a story about a Long John above your head, don't you?
Oh, man. I didn't think you were going to bring this up.
Oh,
we brought it up last time, so I guess it was inevitable that it was supposed to come up.
I didn't want to turn our back.
I don't know if it was an actual, like, Long John. It could have been a Long John. I wasn't looking at the John. Well, depends on how you define John. But anyway, yeah, I was, going out at work. I go smoke out on the fire escape.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to do that, but I do it every day, about 10, 15, 16, 18 times a day. You know?
Yeah.
Smoke cigarettes.
You're not the only one, though.
No, I'm not the only one. There's a guy named Lewis. Lewis Keith is his name.
Yeah.
And he goes out there, too. And we both go out there and burn bogeys. And so I was out there on Friday, and it was all rainy, you know? And it had been raining for the past, like, 3 days. Not this past Friday, but the other Friday before that. You know, like, last Friday.
Oh, I know what you're doing there. Yeah. I was kind of zoning out.
I'm talking about last week. Oh, all right. I'll try to speed it up for you.
Not for me. I already heard the story like 6 times.
Well, I didn't want you to zone out. I mean, you still got to be interested. And anyway, so I go out. As soon as I open the door, I feel something wet hit my face. And I was like, what the flip? Something wet? Why is there something wet? And I thought it was a rain. So I looked up because I heard somebody up there. Thought it was two guys that worked there dumping water out from the leaky roof. And lo and behold, it wasn't. It was two other people. I didn't see who they were. But as soon as I walked out the door, I felt something wet, and I heard something splashing down on the ground 4 floors down. They were up on the 4th floor. I was on the 2nd floor. Fire escape. And I'm like, hey, what are you doing up there? And once I realize it wasn't people who worked there. And they start coming down, and I see it's two kids. And they're probably like 11 or 12. And I was like, you're not supposed to be up there. And they just look at me in their little fucking arrogant fucking I'll do whatever I want way and walk by and say nothing. I was like,
truants.
Against the law. Yeah, they're truants. They were wearing Catholic school uniforms too, so I don't know what's going on there. But anyway, I think they pissed on my face.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did it smell?
No. Like, you know that shirt, that flannel that I pissed on that one time?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was wearing that same flannel, and that got some liquid on it.
That's disgusting.
And I smelled it, because, you know, I didn't want to, but I was like, I got to know if this is piss or not.
Yeah.
Because it hit me in the face. Yeah, right, like, in your who knows? Like,
probably in your nose or anything?
Yeah, probably, like, in my anus, in my nose, and my mouth hole.
Travels all the way down your sinus, like, in your sinuses.
Yeah, my sinus holes. And it freaked me out, dude, and, like, I got very anxious about it the rest of the day. I forgot about it, you know. After a while, but what the fuck are these little kids pissing off? Why would you piss off a fucking 4th floor balcony?
Probably. Well, maybe they were crossing streams. I don't know.
Crossing streams, man. Who wants to cross streams?
Not me. I'm just saying, it's one thing if a baby pees on you or whatever.
Yeah, dude. I'll drink the piss.
Yeah.
I'll drink baby piss if it's my own baby.
I have, and I'll do it again.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, baby piss ain't no thing. That's just baby piss. What is that, breast milk? In piss form?
Yeah, pretty much. Because what are they eating?
Breast milk.
Yeah.
That's it.
Like mashed up.
Yeah, it's like pureed carrots. Legumes. It's like pureed carrots and breast milk, dude. Right. Formula. Yeah. I drink that. Oh, shit, son. Show's over already?
I think Howard Cosell just walked in the door.
This is Matt Oya doing a Rich Little doing Howard Cosell. Man.
Somebody better get you a contract.
I know. I'm too good. I forgot all about that. Thanks for bringing it back up.
No probs.
I think we learned a lot about each other today.
It's like your therapy.
Yeah, it is therapy style.
But for free.
Yeah, for free. And we'll talk about more things that are therapeutic. And eventually I'll get you to crack that tough shell of yours, you fucking gag-zucker.
Dude, I got skeletons.
I'd be scared.
Something.
I'd be scared of
like
them.
What do you call those things you walk into?
Fucking, you were sucking a little fucking pee-pee?
No, what are you talking
Fingering
about?
Fingering some anals?
No, what?
Yeah, I know what you're into.
Don't impose your chat on me.
I know what you're into. Oh, that never happened to me, buddy.
Well, sounds like it. Whatever, dude.
It might have happened, but I repressed
it. Yeah, you might have repressed it.
Because I have that, you know, that disease. Whatever it is.
Something happened to me once in the bumper cars, but...
Oh!
What? I didn't know. No! I've said too much.
Next time, I guess. Check us out at highbrower.wordpress.com. highbrower@yahoo.com.
Yes.
We're on match.com.
Yes.
We're on fingerbang.com.
Yes.
All sorts of other .coms. What's another one?
One of those .orgs.
.org. We're on fucking swiyu.com. That should be our page, swiyu.com. Nobody has that.
Absolutely nobody.
That'd be pretty sweet ass. All right. Fuck it. We're done. Get at us so we can, don't forget.
Yeah.
Without you, we ain't a god. Oh, shit. You make me sick. Sweet-hoo.